Today's the feast day of the great missionary, Saint Francis Xavier. I mentioned him at the beginning. This little note in the Anabumwe says that he baptized more than 40,000 people. We look at Saint Francis Xavier and we say, well, that's what a missionary is. That's what a missionary does. He goes all around the world and he brings people to faith in Jesus Christ. It's kind of a classic. He's the patron saint of the church's mission to the Gentiles or to the nations. But then the church has another patron saint of missionaries, Saint Therese, the little flower, who never went anywhere and didn't baptize anyone. The church very deliberately puts these two people together so that we won't get the idea that activity alone, even holy religious looking activity, is enough to build the kingdom. What is the solid foundation of the kingdom and of our own spiritual lives and of the church is to hear the word and put it into practice, to do the will of the Father. Saint Francis Xavier, he did the will of the Father. The will of the Father for him was to go to India and to introduce people who had never heard the gospel, introduce them to Jesus Christ, and to Indonesia and to Japan. Saint Therese, she did the will of the Father. She entered Carmel at a young age, 15 years old, and she stayed there until she died. It looks like two completely different things. What makes them similar? They were both radically obedient in faith to the will of God. They did what God wanted them to do. In the words of Jesus in today's gospel, they did the will of our Father in heaven. Is India a Christian country today? No. Very, very small percentage of people of India are Christians. Even fewer are Catholics. What about Indonesia? Very few. What about Japan? Very few. Saint Francis Xavier, the heroic example of missionary life, did not convert those nations. It's not like a Saint Patrick or some of these missionaries who we attribute to converting a whole country. No. A very small fraction, even 40,000 baptisms, is nothing by comparison to the billions of people who are not yet baptized. So we should not, the reason I'm saying this, is that we should not measure our fidelity to God, to the will of God, in these external terms. The measure is always obedience to the will of the Father. This is what Jesus emphasizes. Anyone can build a house. Anyone can make a beautiful looking religious project. The question is the foundation. What is it built on? Is it built on our desire to look good or our idea that we should say a lot more holy words or impress people with our missionary efforts? Or is it built on the will of the Father? Is it built on rock or is it built on sand? Advent is an opportunity for us to build on rock. We have lots of external things that we do in preparation for Christmas. Set up the lights and decorations and we buy gifts and make plans. And that's fine, but that is not necessarily rock. It could be building beautiful religious expression on sand. A number of people have been commenting lately that it's going to be a different Christmas because of the pandemic. It can't be as beautiful, the celebrations can't be as elaborate, and the gatherings are limited. Well, yes, but that doesn't mean that we can't build on rock. In fact, maybe God will use these limitations to move us to a deeper kind of preparation, a more interior preparation. So saying a lot of religious words or doing a lot of religious things is not what Jesus is asking of us. Now remember, this gospel comes at the very end of the Sermon on the Mount. These chapters 5, 6, and 7 of the gospel according to Matthew give us the whole course, the whole Christian way. And then he says at the end, he says, now if you listen to these words and act on them, then you're building on rock. If you listen to these words and you don't act on them, well, then you're building on sand. Being a preacher leaves me very vulnerable to this accusation of just saying words. I have to say a lot of words. That's part of what God wants a priest to do, is to preach. It doesn't make a priest holy if he preaches. He's holy if he does the will of the Father. We're in the middle of our novena to the Immaculate Conception. I've commented to a couple of people, there's a lot of words in that novena. It's a very wordy bunch of prayers, and they seem to say the same thing over and over. I find myself a little bit drained at the end of the novena prayers. I say, wow, I'm not sure it's bearing good fruit in me. Well, maybe I'm the problem. I don't say it's just the words. But my point is, the words alone, the words of the novena prayers, are not going to make anybody holy or prepare us for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Doing the will of the Father is what will make us, will prepare us. So the instruction is quite simple. There are two different ways to build a house, two different foundations on which to build our Christian life, two different ways we can prepare for our celebration of Christmas and prepare for the coming of the Lord. There's the solid way, the way that is putting the word into practice, that the way that is really building on rock. And then there's the weak way, there's the sand foundation way, which is a lot of saying, Lord, Lord, and not doing what God wants us to do. So let us, as we continue our Advent journey, commit ourselves to doing the will of the Father.